This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 5th. God's word to you today is worship. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5, and it says, "You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind, or an image of anything in the heavens, or on the earth, or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." The second commandment is, "You shall not make idols," and it is the battle with worship. Over the next couple of days, we'll be looking closely at the second commandment, our struggle with worship. The first and the second commandments appear similar, but they are really different. With the first commandment, God says, "You will not have another God but me." And with the second, he says, "You will not worship another God but me." The difference is, if the first commandment has to do with God asking our hand in marriage, so to speak, then the second commandment is about faithfulness to God. Think about it this way. First, God says, "I want you to be mine. You are mine." Then he says, "You will not lie with another person but me." You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. God is a spirit and so not visible to the human eye. But because of the way the human mind works, we tend to attempt to imagine what God looks like. This is the reason why there are all sorts of gods in different cultures. They are imaginations of men, pictures, paintings, carvings, images, altars of clay man has come up with to represent a deity or God. God's commandment is, "You will not make an image to represent me." This is paraphrased. As human beings, we easily fall into this trap because we want to have something tangible. We always want to fill in the blanks to complete the missing link. Not so many people listen to the radio anymore, but I still do. My wife and I developed a fondness for a particular radio program with the two hosts that analyze football in a very interesting way. After listening to them over a period, I subconsciously created images of both hosts in mind. Then one day, we decided to look for pictures of them online, and we were shocked. The reality was very far from what we had imagined. Similarly, when we try to imagine what we do not know or have not seen, we make mistakes. God says, "We are not to imagine or create a caricature of him." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I will worship no other God but you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.